Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jackson and Gianna all here. Welcome back to Minnesota. We're thrilled to have you here. Welcome you part back of the Twins team and our family and the community. So we appreciate it very much. And then lastly, I thank the guy to my left, Derek Shelton, for believing in this, for joining this organization, and for being something a partner in what we're going to do going forward. So I'll talk kind of about a number of things across our process, and we'll take a number of questions, but I want to open with this. And when we started this process, we were looking for someone who we felt had a ton of skills, a ton of background experiences, right, as you would with any manager search. But I think the core to it for us was we thought about kind of three core tenets of this, you know, and experience and going through different aspects of a career. Derek Shelton, over the course of his 30 years in professional baseball, 20 plus of which are at the big league level, has shown the ability to adapt and work with successful teams and challenging teams and rebuilds and growth mode and ultimately being in with teams that are going to the postseason. And I think that what he's shown over the course of his career is an ability to grow, to adapt, to take those experiences, and to be shaped by both the success and the adversity. And he showed it in the process, and I'm sure he'll speak to it here shortly. The second part was someone who was aligned with our core values and our vision as an organization. Our team is always going to be growing. It's always going to be trying to get better, whether it's the team that's much more veteran or the team that's more young. You know, at the end of the day, you need to show up every day trying to make sure that you make the team better that you have. And whether that's young players or veteran players, I know he's ready for that challenge. I know he's excited for it, and he'll speak to that again here in a second too. And then the third part, and I think this is critical for those who've been around this organization, Dustin just shared it, we have a number of alumni and Hall of Famers sitting in this room here. People that mean a great deal to this organization, people who care deeply about this organization. And maybe I'm biased a bit for being here over the years, but I think that's unique to the Twins. I think the care and the depth for wearing this jersey, for being a part of this, is important. And Derek showed through this process that his experience here, while brief over a couple of years with some real success in big moments, this place mattered to him. It mattered to his family. And it mattered to him to take this job, to lead this group of players, and to navigate any challenges we have ahead as a group. So I can tell you this, that you know, having firsthand experience with Derek over a lot of years, knowing him, how important it is for him to invest in the people, the community, the players, that showed up through the interview process. And I couldn't be more proud and thrilled to have him sit next to us here, to come back to Minnesota to help lead this team through the next phase of its growth and development. And with that, I'll turn it over to Jeremy Zoll.
Thanks, Derek. Well said. Today's about where we're headed, the standards we set, and the principles that guide us. From a baseball standpoint, that starts with everything down in the clubhouse and starts with our people. As we work through this process with Shelty, what stood out wasn't just his experience. It's his deep care that he has for everyone around him, whether that's players, coaches, front office staff. He brings people together. He listens and challenges in equal measure, and he's always pushing everyone to be the best they can be. Anyone who's worked with Shelty knows that what you see is what you get. He's a connector. He's thoughtful. He works tirelessly, and he's as competitive as they come. He's been through just about everything in this game, and he's come out of it with an even deeper belief in development and collaboration. two core values that are incredibly important to our organization. From day one, he's already talking about how we integrate across all of our groups, hitting, pitching, game planning, performance, making sure all of our coaches and players feel connected and aligned. That's how you build an environment that gets the most out of everyone, and I know that's the environment that Schulte's committed to building here with the Twins. Because leadership isn't just about strategy, it's about alignment, belief, and trust, and Schulte embodies all of that. By the end of the process, it was clear to us that Schulte's the right leader for us as we look to take the next step forward as an organization and get the best version of every player every day. So on behalf of the entire organization, thrilled to welcome back Derek, Allie, the entire Shelton family. Schulte, welcome home. Let's get to work. It's my honor to officially introduce the 15th manager of the Minnesota Twins, Derek Schulte.
Never in the history has it gone that smooth. All right. All right, thank you very much. I'm just really excited that went smooth because that normally doesn't go like that. I am very honored and humbled to be the 15th manager of the Minnesota Twins. This organization means a ton to me, and even though I only spent a couple years here, I really feel like a member of Twins territory. So I want to start off by thanking Joe Pollett and the Pollett family for the opportunity. I want to thank Dave St. Peter. I'd like to thank Derek and Jeremy both and the whole baseball ops group, because when you sit in managerial interviews anymore, it's very thorough. It's very intense. And how complete they were with their process really meant a lot to me. Secondly, I'd like to thank my family. You get emotional during these times. My wife, Allison, Jackson, Isabella, and Gianna. And I think for anybody that spends time around a baseball family, you realize that it is very important, and they live and die with you every night. I will tell you that there is a special place in heaven for baseball wives, and there is definitely a special place for when you spend a whole summer at home with someone that's never been at home, because I know I was not a good person to be with for 4 months. So I definitely think there's a special place in heaven for Allie, well, for dealing with me, but then the last 4 months, wow, good on her. The group in the back to my left, and Koska's up front, but really means a ton to me that you're here. I mean, the fact that TK, thank you for being here. This means a ton to me when you're talking about the greatest manager in the history of an organization, and you show up, like, I get goosebumps the fact that you're here. They wouldn't let me wear your number, I'm sorry, so I'm gonna wear eight. But, I mean, Herbie, Morney, just the group, Park, I mean, LaTroy, it means a ton to me that you're here. It means a ton to me that I got a text from Seven earlier in the day, and, you know, just telling me how excited he is for me to be back. Like, that means a lot to me. And I think to Derek's point, this is rare. Like, what the Twins mean to me, and I think it's one of the first things I learned my first spring training when I walked into Hot Rod's office down in Fort Myers, and I saw Cuddy in there, and I saw Torrey in there, and I saw Hawk in there, and I saw Eddie in there. Like, and just the camaraderie of that group, and then being around them, and Hawk probably doesn't even remember this, we went to dinner at Benihana's my first year here coming up, and I think Eddie made you pay, but that's fine, thank you. But like, listening to like the text thread that this group still has from the teams before, like, that's impactful. That doesn't happen everywhere, and I think that's what the Twins are about. So I think going through the start of this process, one of the things that reflected, and like I said, TK's here, I started to reflect on every manager I worked for. And I worked for Eric Wedge in Cleveland, and I worked for Joe Maddon, and I worked for Kevin Cash, and I worked for John Gibbons. And then I was really fortunate when I got here, and probably one of the most intimidating moments of my life was sitting in now my office across from Paul Molitor, one of the greatest players in the history of the game, and he's asking me questions about how to be his bench coach. Talk about humbling, and then the ability to be prepared for something that he asked me during a game. Like, the last thing I wanted to do was let Paul Molitor down when I wasn't prepared. And I watched how he prepared as a manager. And then lastly, I got to work with a really close friend of mine and the previous manager in Rocco Baldelli. I learned something from every one of those guys. And I promise you, from not only that, but from the 6 years of managing in Pittsburgh, I learned a lot, and I learned about myself, and will grow and move forward. And then I think there's 2 points I would like to make lastly is I don't take this for granted. Like, there's only 30 of these positions, and they're extremely special. And again, touching on it, this is special to me. There's better things ahead. We're going to build strong relationships, and we're going to have a lot of fun as we move forward. And I think people are going to be excited about Twins baseball. And then lastly, and this is probably the only time this has ever been done in the history of managerial interviews, but I want to thank a special group of people. I want to thank members of the media. It's SiriusXM. There's a group of guys called Loudouts. If you watch from 2 to 5 or listen from 2 to 5 on every day, I became a member of that group when I was out. I was a member of the media. So I'm a little rusty at this. I'm really used to asking questions instead of answering, so bear with me a little bit. But I want to make sure I give that group a shout out, because not only did they embrace me into their environment, but they really brought my passion for baseball back when you get let go and they start to talk about the game and its ex-players and its guys. So I wanted to throw a special shout out to that group. So thank you very much. I'm very excited to be here, and I will be asking the questions now because that's what I've been doing.
All right. Thank you. We'll at this point open it up for questions. Reminder to wait for the wireless mic. Both Matt and Nina are on left and right. We'll start with Lavelle.
Lavelle Neal, the Minnesota Star Tribune. Welcome back, Shelton.
Very nice, Trent.
Something's got haywire here over the last couple of years in terms of development, in terms of fundamentals. Can you share with us your vision for how you want this team to play?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question, and that's right where we should start. The attention to detail and the fundamentals are extremely, extremely important to me. I think even highlighting back to, I was fortunate the first year I came here as a bench coach, you know, was able to be around some people, you know, be around Molly. You know, we kind of ran a spring training that was a little bit different. I think we'll get back to some similarities to that. There will be more attention to details, more to fundamentals, and that's not talking about anything that happened before. It's just talking about the lessons I've learned. I think we saw in the World Series this year that three little plays in a matter of like 3 or 4 inches determined who was going to win a World Series game or who was going to win the World Series. So the focus of that is going to be very important to me, and I think that's something that I've learned over the course of years, that it's really important that there is no detail that's too small.
Matthew.
Matthew Leach, MLB.com. Wondering, you know, you mentioned what you've learned, how much you've learned over a variety of different stops. I'm wondering if you could get into maybe a couple of specific things that you take from your time in Pittsburgh, either things you were glad you did and would do again or things you would do differently.
Yeah, that's, I think, probably the biggest point. When you have 4 months to think about those things, and you really do, and I don't know how other people that go through those situations, but you go through different periods, and I think the reflection period and the ability to talk to people that I was around and get kind of open and honest feedback. And I do think adversity is probably the greatest teacher that we can have, and went through some adversity and learned. I think the first and probably most important thing is you have to have conversations, and then you have to have the follow-up conversations, because what is heard, what is said, and then how it's retained sometimes loses its place. And because of that, you don't end up getting the best out of the situation or the player. I think that's the first point. And then to Lavelle's point is going back to making sure that there's no detail too small. And we saw that, again, in the World Series by whether it was a play that happened with the ball getting stuck in the fence or, you know, a play that happens on defense or on the bases. There is no thing that's too small. And I think at times we get away from that a little bit in the game. But when you're able to sit back and watch the game and reflect on it and you're not in the moment, it's really easy to realize that that's where the focus should be.
On the left, Chris.
Chris Long from KSTP Television. What's the biggest strength as you walk in? What's the thing that you want to build around right out of the gate?
Well, I think in terms of the team, I mean, good starting pitching group, Byron Buxton's a really good player, as you guys know, so that makes me feel good. So I think you start there. And then the second thing is, I mean, it's a top-level farm system. So we're going to continue to grow and compete. We're going to have to continue to work in that market of growing, competing, developing. Players will not be fully developed when they come to the major league level. And that's not isolated to the Minnesota Twins. That's throughout the game anymore. Guys are getting to the big league quickly. So however we continue to develop and teach is the most important thing, we have to continue to do that, and that will be at the forefront of the conversations that we have daily within our coaching group.
Declan in the middle.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Derek, you recently talked about when you exited from Pittsburgh that when you hired that staff, there was much more minor league development heavy, and maybe looking back, if you get another opportunity, you'd like someone on your staff, coaching staff and development that maybe had some major league experience too. I know you're probably preliminary in this process, but is that a focus for you as you maybe round out your coaching staff?
Yeah, it is. I appreciate you bringing that up. That is something that I've talked about and reflected on a ton is in terms of how you build your staff. And I think the first time, you know, we built the staff in a certain way, being able to reflect back on it, look at other staffs, talk to people, that will be important in our group. I think diversity in all areas, whether it's skill set, communication, culture, those are really important. And it's the things that we're talking about as a group right now in terms of how we build that. And ultimately, it's about the players and who the players connect to. The manager and the GM and the what's your title? Director, president of baseball ops?
Like
long time ago. They set the culture, the cliché word culture. Your coaching staff is the one that develops it, harbors it, talks about it. They're with the players daily, keeps me aware of it. So we will look for all that. But it is something that's very important to me, and we will be talking to people that have that skill set.
In the back, Jim.
Derek, the team's going through a bit of a reset here. It was a lot of moves made at the deadline. Did you discuss what the future is, what the vision is of how they're going to restock this team? And were you concerned after going through a situation with Pittsburgh where you have to kind of make things work?
Yeah, I think we're in a different situation from when I took the job in 2020 in Pittsburgh. And to the first part of that question, yes. Everything was on the table here. It was extremely transparent. And I think the one thing that's interesting that a lot of people talk about, the familiarity of that we have, because Derek and I have known each other for 20 years. Jeremy was the farm director when I was here before. I actually believe that the process for me, and I don't know how these gentlemen feel about it, was more stringent. There was no, when you start the interview process of like, hey, getting to know you, you do this. It was, we jumped in and it was questions and it was go. Of all the interview processes I've been in, this was probably the most complex. It was the most detailed. It was most to the point. It was the most forthcoming because of the fact they already knew me. So we got all the preliminary stuff out of the way, and we got to the guts of it. And the thing that I appreciate from the person at the top down, and I asked this question, like, what's on the table that we can talk about? And they said everything. So we had those conversations very openly before we started. And again, it goes back to like this being a special place for me, but the transparency from the first time I talked to somebody was like nothing I've ever experienced.
Right here, on the right.
Eric, you talked about being on the other side of that desk when you were a bench coach. What are you going to be looking for your next right-hand man?
Someone to communicate, someone to keep me in check, someone that's very detail-oriented. I think the one thing, and I learned this from Molly, man, and it was, and I said it, it was my greatest fear that he was going to ask me something I wasn't prepared for. So preparation is a big one in that regard. Ability to communicate with players. You have to be able to go out and have tough conversations with players. You have to be out and go soft with players when the manager is not so soft. So looking for that skill set. And I don't think that's really isolated anymore as it was, you know, 10, 12 years ago to just the bench coach. There's so many coaches in the game today. Like when I got to the big leagues, I think there were five of us. No, now staffs are really big. So it's a culmination of that group in terms of how you build it, what they do. But the person that's sitting the closest to me, it's ultimately about trust, having trust that that person has your back every day. Because there's going to be good days. There's going to be really bad days. And that person next to you has to be able to check you.
Bobby, in the middle.
Hey, Derek, what were your conversations like with Rocco, just knowing your relationship? And
that's a great question. Well, Rocco and I have a lot of conversations. I mean, I talked to Rocco throughout the entire season. But I think, you know, first and foremost, after he got let go, I mean, there's sadness. I mean, I got let go, you know, in May. But he's one of my closest friends. And I trust him. I trust him as a person. And then after getting through the initial, like, hey, are you okay? And then when the process started, it was, like, general respect questions of, like, hey, what do you think? What do you got on this? We talked a little bit about players. But it was more just the fact of, hey, are you okay? How's this going? We talked about our families. And it was more just support than anything else. And I appreciate that. The year that I spent here with him was a great learning experience for me because when he got the job, and I became the bench coach, I thought I was ready to manage. And after being here and then going to Pittsburgh, you're never ready to manage until you sit in this chair. Anybody that tells you that is lying to you because I thought I was ready because of what Rock did for me. So sitting in the chair is really important. But I think it was just more of a support thing, and I genuinely think he's happy for me, and he'll be fine.
Can move over to John to the left.
Hi. So you asked – Derek and Jeremy, what's the future? What's the plan? What was the answer?
I think we'll get into that more as we go through. You know, I think that's something that as we talked about, there was clarity, but it's also going to be a group that's going to grow and learn. But, yeah, I think we'll probably get into that more as we continue to go. But I would say when we had the initial conversation, the answer was a lot clearer than the one I just gave you there.
We'll go to the middle, Dave.
Derek, you mentioned the farm system and how important it is to be teaching young players. Like, what? Elaborate on that a little bit and how you kind of sold your vision to them. Just what works, what doesn't work with, you know, kind of this newer generation of young player.
Well, I think addressing things, and I've talked to Drew McPhail a little bit about it, and we will continue to talk about it. But players get to the big leagues so fast these days. And then players get to the big leagues, not only the competition that they go through in terms of amateur baseball is different. And they end up jumping from team to team. And it becomes almost more of like showcase than it does what's actually going on in the game. What we have to drill down in the minor leagues is the specific things, no matter how small they are, whether we're running cuts, whether we're running bunt plays, whether we're bunting, whether we're hitting running. All the factors of the game, we can't assume. I think the biggest thing is we can't assume they know that because they're really talented. And I think we're seeing a lot of guys that get to the big leagues right now, and again, lesson learned, that don't assume that they know. Don't assume that they know what's going on, and that's where the communication comes into play.
In the back.
Hey, Dustin.
Hold on, dude.
Okay.
In the back.
You're also from Care 11. You've got a large portion of this fan base that is a little apathetic over things that have happened over the past couple years. What's your message to get them to reinvest in this team?
I think that's a great question. Number one, excitement about the young group we have, excitement about the pitching group we have. And I understand, you know, the frustration, but I also embrace the passion that they have. And I think it's one of the main reasons that I wanted to be back here, because I know how passionate Twins territory is. You know, I was able to experience a really great year here. I experienced an okay year here. And then following it closely this year because of my connection to this group and understanding, like, all right, there's some frustration. I think the biggest thing that I would say to them is every night they come out to the ballpark, you're going to see a team that competes, that fights, that is gritty, that's going to run the bases the right way. It's going to do those small little things. And I know from my time in this division a long time ago, Twins fans really appreciate those things. So I would say those would be the things that I would hope they attach to.
Darren in the middle.
Derek or Shelty, I mean, do you have a sense on why the Pirates made the move they did in May, why you're not still the Pirates manager?
Yeah, I think the fact that we went through a really tough time. I mean, we had lost some games in a row, and I think when all teams go through that, there probably needs to be a change. And it was probably the right time. It was the right direction. I think anytime someone steps into a new role, it's because things didn't go the way that organization wanted it to go. So completely understand that, completely respect that. Still have a lot of, you know, really close relationships there. But at times, you know, things in certain places run their course. And I was very fortunate for my time in Pittsburgh, the things I learned in Pittsburgh. But it was a situation where they probably needed a different leader.
Judd.
Derek, with all of the changes that came here at the deadline, 10 guys being traded, how much in these conversations were you assured that your roster, at least as now constructed, is it? There's been talk about Pablo, been talk about Joe. How much of this roster do you expect to be here in Fort Myers or in Fort Myers when you show up for spring training?
Yeah, we talked about the specifics of that with the group. I think it's hard to talk about right now what our roster is going to be. I mean, if you guys knew, that would be really great because I could start planning some lineups, but I don't think that's the case. But the assurances of what we're doing moving forward and who's going to be here, I think I have a pretty clear idea with, and I'm excited about. In terms of what happened at the deadline, I mean, there's the yin and the yang there. A lot of people were moved, but we also brought in talent that's going to help this next generation of Twins teams.
How good is Paul Skeens?
Do you really need me to answer that? He's really good.
Patrick, do you have a question? Another question.
That was it.
No, actually, I do, and I shouldn't be.
You got one question, Patrick. That's
I shouldn't be talking about age here, but
that's Derek Shelton's press conference still going on. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, we may talk a little bit about the New York City mayor, but at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk about Gopher Hoops with Andy Greeter, who was at last night's game in Williams Arena, the first game of Nico Medved, and I think a lot of us are excited about what is potential for that program. And we come back here on 830 WCCO. Korzenowski in for Chad Hartman.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.